I'm going to be institutionalized and they're going to ask me what my medical condition is. And I'm going to say, listening to Sheena Shea saying that she's a guy's girl 1,000 times on Vanderpump Rules.
We feel sick about it.
We feel actually, I feel sick. I have a tummy ache about it.
I'm going to send you my medical bills.
Yeah. I need to take fucking aspirin and Pepto-Bismol constantly.
And Tums.
And Tums.
I'm taking like 8 Tums at once.
Our medical bills are out of control,
Sheena.
It can't
be good.
Our medical bills are out of control, and you don't know how hard it is to work as both podcast hosts and have day jobs and also be a referee. We can't do all of it,
Sheena. Yeah, we can't. Honestly, Sheena, we're exhausted.
This was supposed to be like our easy fun thing that we did. It's kind of like when you take like an art course in college or something to get an easy A. This was supposed to be our easy A. But you're not giving that to us.
Please. I'm begging and pleading on my hands and knees with you. Okay, let's get back to it.
I am the devil, and don't you forget it.
You're a woman with a mustache!
I take sketch comedy very seriously.
The horror is there!
I'm not sure what I've done to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio. The only thing I have holding me back is that I have self-respect and dignity.
Pumpcast.
What's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Pumpcast. I'm Maddie Drospec.
And I'm Meg Ruoco.
And Jax Taylor is all over my fucking feeds yet again, baby.
Thank God.
Back where you should be.
Yeah, finally.
At the front of the news cycle.
I have been champing at the bit for some updated Jax Taylor discourse.
Can I just say,
mm-hmm.
I knew that Smartwater ad was not a fucking ad before it even came out that it wasn't an ad. That it was all fake.
Yeah.
And okay, let's just start at the top here.
Yeah.
But for those of you that don't know, Jax Taylor, a few days ago at this point, or I guess weeks ago by the time you're hearing this.
Yeah. Week and a half ago, I guess.
Crazy Town, USA.
Yeah.
He posted a photo on his Instagram grid that was apparently a Smartwater sponsorship.
Well, I don't know if he posted a photo on Instagram, but he also posted a video.
Yes.
All about Smartwater as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, the photo was him like it looked like he was in like a lazy river.
Yeah.
And he was just like posing and the Smartwater was behind him.
Right.
And the caption was something random. It was like hashtag Smartwater partner.
Yeah.
Whatever. When I first saw that post, I in my head was like, this is fucking fake. As someone who used to work in influencer marketing from the brand side of things.
Yeah.
And has been in this space for fucking 16 years.
Yeah.
First of all, Smartwater does not need to do influencer
sponsorships. No, not at all.
There is no, I don't even think, I would be shocked if Smartwater did have an influencer budget because it's so useless.
Yes.
For a brand like Smartwater to do influencer activations.
Right.
Period.
Right.
If they even do have an influencer budget, I'm telling you right now, a brand like Smartwater is going to be real nice and tight about who they're partnering with. There is no world where Jax Taylor would slip through the cracks.
Like, the most recent Smartwater sponsor that I saw was Jennifer Aniston.
Right, and that's a celebrity endorsement.
Right, yeah, yeah. Right.
Like, there's no universe
where they're like,
Jax Taylor is like the... who the influencer marketing budget is going towards.
No shot.
Jax Taylor?
No shot.
No. So fucking funny.
It's
but then
awesome.
Obviously everyone starts commenting on it.
Yeah.
And the rumors start because Smartwater basically is like, what the hell is going on here?
We don't know that bitch.
I don't know that man. And we didn't tell him to do this.
Mm-mm.
And then Jax comes online because Brittany is on her podcast talking smack about all this, as anyone would.
Yeah, of course.
If my ex did a fake Smartwater sponsorship, you bet your ass I'm on my podcast
You'd
talking about
it. You'd be hearing about that for 5 years.
I'm going to laugh about it for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's the funniest shit I've ever heard.
But then Jax gets on Instagram and he's, you know, screenshotted fucking text post. Being like, my bitch ex-wife keeps talking shit about me, but I was duped. I was duped and lied to. If this was a fake company that disguised itself, and I thought it was a real offer. And then I saw people saying that those like images of the emails or whatever were, they had like an AI thing on it, whatever those are called, watermark.
Right.
So that people knew that not only did he lie about the sponsorship, but he also lied about being duped about the sponsorship, which duh.
Yeah, of course.
I could tell from the jump that this was cooked up in the mind of Jax Taylor.
Yeah.
I've been in that brain, baby. Right, right. I know exactly how it works around there.
Right. We're in Jax Taylor's mind palace at all times.
He thought that that was a great idea.
That mind palace is actually just a Hooter.
Totally. One single Hooter.
It's one single Hooter.
But it was him and that fucking publicist girlfriend of his that were like, what's going to make me look legitimate?
Yep.
And like I'm not.
And like I'm getting deals.
Totally. Like I'm not just been completely exiled from every business opportunity I've ever been given ever.
It's so awesome.
A fake sponsorship.
A fake sponsorship.
Who's ever going to know?
And them choosing Smartwater specifically. Water that I have to imagine is immune to Jax Taylor's body, because that man isn't smart. And
completely.
He never has been a day in his life. The fact that they chose that when they could have picked any other brand that is like...
Makes more sense.
Bang even? Energy, how about?
Totally. Durex.
Right. Pick something in your brand, dude.
Right.
You're choosing Smart Water?
Fucking talk to Kalshi.
Right.
That would make sense.
That would make way Nobody more sense.
Nobody would have doubted that.
No.
If I saw Jax Taylor sponsored by Kalshi, I'd be like, sure.
it's such like a...
DraftKings.
That's how you know it's like a fantasy, too, that they're like, who would I be sponsored by? Definitely Smart Water.
Totally.
That's how I think of myself.
It makes no sense.
It's so awesome.
He's such a bozo.
I just like love seeing him be stupid in public.
It was like also so humiliating.
Yeah. And for him to be like, I was duped. And then to like specifically like show photos that so easily could be proven to be AI.
Yeah. He's awesome.
He's so cool.
His mind really does work in incredible ways.
Yeah.
Bring back your podcast, Jax.
Jax,
in the mind
on.
Of Jax Taylor. Yeah, I love that show.
Please.
It was my favorite pod before you stopped making it.
Yeah, we loved it. We told you that in our cameo message to you.
And you promised us it would come back, and it still hasn't.
Yeah, and you promised you would hang out with us when we were in LA.
Yeah, and you promised us you'd bring us merch.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, Jax. Now we're going to go to LA expecting you to give us a bunch of Smart Waters and like we're not going to have them.
We TM him. We're like, Jax, we're going to be at Sir tomorrow night. Can you please bring us Smart Water?
It washes down a pumptini quite nicely.
Jax, we want you behind the bar for one night and one night only.
Jax Schwartz will be there with a shot collar on. Jax.
Jax, please.
Jax, please.
We're having fun today. Just us and the boys.
Jax, come on. Boys day. We'll bring our bikes. We'll go bike riding. You love that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He should have been sponsored by bikes.
No, he really should have.
Yeah. Fuck. Next time, Jax. You'll get him next time.
Totally. There's always another opportunity for you, Jax.
Yeah, whenever another business brand deal comes your way.
Yeah. But no one in their right mind is sponsoring Jax.
No.
But... they are sponsoring us.
Yeah!
And honestly, it's a sponsor that most of the cast could have benefited from.
Yes. Oh my God.
You know, I actually saw a headline this morning about Tom Sandoval.
What the hell did he do now?
The headline was saying that his ex-girlfriend used to tease him about how small his penis is. It's like fully in the headlines. She's like, my ex-girlfriend used to bully me about my small wee-wee.
That was also a plot line on Vanderpump.
I know!
That everyone was like, guys, Tom Sandoval has a small penis.
Well, basically, he confirmed it himself because he was whining about it in the news. But this is just seeming like a lot of bedroom insecurity.
Mm.
And maybe if Tom Sandoval had the right resources, mm-hmm. he would feel differently about what he brings to the table.
Couldn't agree more.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. The sponsor of today's episode, Cheeks.
Cheeks.
Cheeks. Cheeks is, of course, an all-in-one sexual wellness and intimate entertainment subscription platform with ethically produced adult content, spicy audios, and a pleasure academy featuring a bunch of different expert-led tutorials and guides on intimacy, communication, and desire, baby.
Yeah, an every single cast member could have benefited from that. You're so right.
The plot lines that could have been altered.
The world
if they spent one day on Cheeks.
The world that could have existed if they had done even one tutorial. I know. Yeah.
They have one that's like a very practical guide on how to spice things up in the bedroom. Obviously geared towards couples that have been together for a long time and just want to revive that spark.
Katie and Tom Schwartz. Yeah.
What this could have done for your relationship.
Instead of you honking women's boobs, you could have been doing this.
If only you knew us back then.
If only you knew us.
If only you knew us, and if only you used code PUMPCAST.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Offers live now.
Tom Schwartz from the past, not benefiting from this. Schwartz from the present, could be benefiting from this.
Yeah. And they do discreet and private billing. So if your ex is still paying your bills, they're not even going to know what the charge is for.
Right.
Load up that credit card bill.
Yeah. Tom Sandoval from the past. You could have benefited from this. Kristen Doty could have been paying your Cheek subscription. She wouldn't even know.
She's paying for your cable, mm-hmm. for your car insurance.
Yeah.
And now for you to learn how to feel more confident in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay. And maybe take a cunnilingus course while you're at it.
Give that a fucking whirl. How about?
Give back to the ladies. Why don't you?
Yeah.
So signing up does take less than 2 minutes, our beautiful, gorgeous pumpers. And mm-hmm. you can explore everything risk-free for 1 week with our code PUMPCAST. So be sure to head to the link in the description of this episode or link in bio if you're watching on Instagram. Or head straight to GetCheeks.com, GetCheeks.com, and use code PUMPCAST.
Because first and foremost, this podcast is sexy.
That's where we work.
Exactly.
We're at the Sexy Unique Restaurant and Lounge.
And how do we get so sexy? With Cheeks.
With Cheeks. We're studying.
Mm-hmm.
We're deep in it.
Mm-hmm.
Balls deep even.
So? What are you going to do about that, America?
And last but certainly not least, before we absolutely just rip into today's episode, we do have to sort of pick up where we left off last week.
Yeah.
In discussing our confirmed cameo in House of Stassi.
Yes.
When we recorded last week's episode,
we didn't know.
We didn't know for certain. We obviously, we knew that.
We hoped.
We hoped because they paid us for it
mm-hmm.
and we signed that contract.
Mm-hmm.
So we knew there was an opportunity for it to happen. And lo and behold, it did. We are in the first like minute and a half of the show. If you don't want to watch it, but you do want to see us. First episode, first minute and a half. There we are.
Yeah, right there.
Fucking
this living room.
Gnarly.
Actually, sorry. Sir Ali is in the first,
exactly.
first minute and a half of House of Stassi.
Bananas.
Absolutely bananas. And even more bananas that the person who confirmed to me that we were in House of Stassi was Stassi Schroeder herself.
Which is crazy. Yeah, you need to update the pumpers on how that all went.
Yes. So here's the thing, because I posted about this on my Instagram. I posted mm-hmm. a photo of me with the cast of House of Stassi on my Instagram. And I posted that. And then the episode that we had recorded the week before then came out the next day.
Yeah.
So we hadn't. I wasn't able to like talk about meeting her and meeting all of them because we had already recorded the episode. But yes, last week on, I believe, Tuesday. So it was an mm-hmm. auspicious day.
I know. Crazy.
Tuesday is a really big day for us.
Tuesday is famously really awesome in the PUMPCAST cinematic
universe. Yeah, really, really big. Really big. I, for my actual job that I have when I'm not doing this podcast, I was interviewing Stassi and the House of Stassi cast. And the day was completely surreal. It was so crazy. I texted Maddie about it right afterwards because I was freaking out. And it was also so funny because none of my coworkers, I think, had ever seen me that way before ever.
Yeah.
We were shooting content for the House of Stassi cast, and we were shooting at this bar. And, you know, everyone's kind of trickling in, like publicists are trickling in and assistants are trickling in and whatever. And lo and behold, Stassi rounds the corner and I like see her. And Stassi, I believe the day before, had followed us on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And we were freaking out about that, obviously, because we were like, oh, my God,
that's crazy.
That's crazy. We're so excited. And we were literally like joking. We were like, oh, what if Stassi sees me and she like recognizes me? Ha ha ha.
That would be so funny. That'd
be so funny. Ha ha ha. And Stassi rounds the corner and I like go up to shake her hand and she goes, have we worked together before? And in a way, yes.
In a way. You could call us co-stars even.
You could call us part of your cast, girl. And I, there was no being coy about it. I said, I do fully have a Vanderpump Rules rewatch podcast and you followed us yesterday. And she immediately went, oh my God, yes, I love you guys. You're so funny.
Yeah, let's go.
And she was like, you guys are so funny. You guys are like, because you make fun of us without being bitches. And I was like, well, we are certainly mean to the men.
Certainly sometimes we're bitches.
We're bitches sometimes. And she was like, yeah, but they deserve it. And I was like, yeah, you're right. And she said to me, she was like, oh my God, like I'm starstruck right now. And I was like, you can't say that.
Hey.
Don't say that to me, Stassi. And then I believe her assistant was like, we should get a photo with you guys. And Stassi was like, oh my God, yeah, I would love a photo. And I was like,
hello?
What? I would love a photo, but I'm not going to ask because my boss is right there. I was like, I'm scared. So somewhere out there on, I believe, Stassi's phone is a photo of me and her. And I'm sure I look insane. I don't have the photo. I don't have it.
It wasn't for you.
It wasn't for me, I guess. I don't have it. And it was so crazy. And then, of course, Katie showed up too. Yeah. And I was like genuinely nervous to talk to Katie. I was like, I fear that I like came off not as kind as I should have because I was just like, oh my God, Katie's here. She looks beautiful. I was like, she looks incredible. And I love everything about her. But she was lovely too. I met Bo. They were great. I met both the Taylors. They were absolutely hilarious. And we shot content with them and, yeah, and afterwards, I kind of like blacked out during it. I'm not gonna lie. And then afterwards, I was like, oh yeah, and here are business cards too.
oh, by the way,
and I gave them all our business cards that we made exclusively for when we thought this might happen.
Obsessed.
And yeah, and on Stassi's way out, she said, she looked at me and she said, I will be seeing you again.
Because everyone loves Pumpcast.
Because everyone loves Pumpcast.
Come on,
Stassi included. Come on.
Everyone wants to get on here.
Yeah.
Everyone wants us to ask them questions and strap shock collars to them. This is an idea factory.
We are in a think tank right now. We're in an absolute vessel of ideas.
We're trying to put the Vanderpump cast members into situations they never thought they'd ever be in.
Yeah, it's like Survivor, but you're just on our podcast.
You're just on the Pumpcast, bro.
And Katie was such a darling, too. Bo was absolutely hilarious. Like, everyone was so sweet and kind, and everyone on their team was so sweet and kind as well. And it was just a completely, again, surreal thing because they also, Stassi at one point was like, when did you guys start this podcast? And I was like 6 months ago. And she was like, holy shit. And I was like, yeah, no, I know. We feel crazy too.
Totally. It is crazy.
We feel pretty crazy right now.
And then since then, we've collected another cast member.
Yeah.
To our gauntlet.
Thanos gauntlet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Katie now follows us on Instagram. So look at that.
You have no idea what this means to me.
Well, she's going to see incredible things happening on the Instagram because I feel like this entire season is just us shitting on Schwartz.
Oh, 100%. This entire season is us being like, and Katie's right and Schwartz is wrong once again. So welcome, girl. You actually showed up at the perfect time.
Welcome, girl. Totally. You're going to love this one.
Yeah. You're going to like the way you look.
Yeah. And which kind of brings us to our final announcement before we really get into the juice here.
Yeah.
But obviously you guys have been begging and pleading with us to give you more content.
Mm-hmm.
And we're caving in.
Okay, fine. We'll do it.
Fine. Okay. So
like we're not absolutely like thrilled
we're
to
like,
do this.
Fine.
Guys, oh my God. You want us to make more content? Ugh, fine.
If we have to.
It's like our dream to do this all the time, every single day for like, 24 hours.
Please let me do this more. So with that, we are starting a Patreon.
Woo! Yes.
It's just one tier. All in. You'll get one bonus episode per week.
Mm-hmm.
This week, we are talking about all of our thoughts on House of Stassi.
Yeah, we go in deep.
Yeah, yeah, we went in way deeper than we even thought that we were going to go in, yeah, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And we'll also be doing one live stream per month over on the Patreon. So if you'd like to come hang out with us,
mm-hmm,
The Pumptreon, if you will.
It's the Pumptreon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to come join us, support the show, support what we're trying to make over here, get some extra content in the process,
mm-hmm.
that's going to be linked in every episode from here on out.
I'm so excited.
Me fucking too.
Maddie and I have just had like truly a running list of ideas since we started this, and we're really excited to have like another place where we can put all that stuff.
Totally. We have too many ideas.
Lots. Again, this is a think tank.
For sure.
We are thinking. We're constantly creating, constantly making. It's never ending.
Come on, guys.
Come on.
So if you want to hang out with us even more,
mm-hmm.
you can do that now.
And isn't that a joy?
A ba-ba-boo.
Here we are. Top of the ep, we are at Katie and Tom's apartment, and Katie is styling Tom's hair with a little straightener because he has a shoot tomorrow and needs, quote, funky hair with pizzazz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Slay.
Slay, come on. Yeah. Diva. Go on.
Stassi walks in. She's like, hey.
She kind of like assesses the scene and she's like, hmm. And in a talking head, she's like, you know, I don't really get their relationship, but it seems to just work for them.
She's like, Diva Boots.
She's like, okay.
If you like it, I love it.
I'm clocking this tea. She's just like repeating a bunch of slang that isn't hers.
So then Schwartz pours them all drinks. Mm-hmm. And he's like, listen, you guys are never going to believe who called me. Michael the Pump Manager Girl.
Dun, dun, dun. I love how quick he is to queen out with them.
I know.
Because I do think that that is like Tom Schwartz's actual stasis.
Yeah.
Is like queening out with the girls and drinking rosé.
Tom Schwartz, the man you could be if you just allowed yourself to queen out all the time.
Yeah. Come on the podcast. Queen out with us.
Queen out with us, Tom.
Come on. And yeah, he says that the pump manager asked him to work a shift on Saturday. And Tom is like, I mean, I'm flattered.
I'm just like so honored that you even want me back temporarily. I can't even believe.
And Katie and Stassi are both like, you're really going to go back there and face all those people?
You're going to show your face after you ran away like a scared little girl?
Huh.
That's crazy.
And Tom is like, well, it's just an honor to be nominated, really.
You're so brave. Brave and courageous. And then Katie recaps to Stassi what happened at brunch after she left.
Yep.
And Schwartz immediately chimes in. He's like, yeah, Katie had to bring up the allegations of the whole makeout motorboat thing. And Stassi, thank God for her.
Yeah.
Immediately comes to Katie's defense. Like, of course.
Yep.
She had to.
Mm-hmm.
And Schwartz, I'm going to punch you in your nose. Okay.
Schwartz.
I'm going to make sure you're noseless next. Schwartz chimes in and he's like, you just got too emotional. Okay. If Katie got too emotional, what did Jax get?
Yeah.
Because if we're talking emotional in that conversation,
yeah.
Jax was way more emotional than Katie was.
Yes. And we'll come back to this later because that there's something too
irritating
that later.
Irritating,
in the
irritating, irritating.
Very irritating. And Stassi continues to stick up for Katie and she's like, Schwartz, like, why do you even hang out with these guys?
Mm-hmm.
All they do is talk shit, specifically Jax, just talks shit and tries to like actively break you guys up. And Schwartz is like, oh, I don't know. I mean, we're friends, we're buddies. Like, I don't really think he means it. And Stassi in a talking head is like, I genuinely feel offended when Schwartz defends Jax. All Jax wants to do is ruin people's lives. And he does do that.
Yeah. Successfully.
All the time.
But Schwartz is literally addicted to defending Jax.
Yeah. I mean, oh God. And again, it's like I'm gonna have to rein in my sighs again this episode too, but more on that later. Boof. Over to Sheena's, where Sheena and Kristen are hanging out kind of simultaneously as Stassi, mm-hmm. Katie, and Schwartz are hanging out. And Kristen is talking about the conversation or lack thereof that she had with Katie the other day. And she starts it off by saying, you know, Katie is like so out of whack with reality about her relationship with Schwartz. And Sheen's like, obvi.
Duh.
Duh. And It's just really funny also to hear Kristen say that somebody else is out of whack with reality. Right. It's so funny to me.
They act like they're going to get married tomorrow and mm-hmm. like their life is so picture perfect.
Right.
Yet Katie motorboated a dick in public.
We got to move past this storyline, man.
It's crazy.
I can't keep saying the phrase motorboated a dick in public. Like, I just can't keep saying it.
But it is so funny to me how they like really do just like drop it.
Yes.
They literally
just. It rolls off the tongue for them.
They drop it and then this is just normal.
Yes. Yes. And as they're talking, Kristen, you know, says that Katie gave her the cold shoulder during the conversation back in Sir Alley. And she mentions that she's, you know, she's upset that it ended because it was a good friendship and they did have a really close connection. And in a talking head, Kristen is like, I'm just really upset with Katie because she's the one who told me not to hold grudges and let it be like the tattoos we got together.
Crazy. Actually crazy. Right. I actually wrote down, I was like, upon second watch, Kristen is actually so much crazier than I even remembered her being. And I remembered her being crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is so much crazier, especially remembering that like in last episode,
yeah,
she was like, she can either admit it or have the worst summer of her life. And now she's like, I really miss my friend. We have let it be tattoos together. Like, well, okay, where the fuck is your let it be attitude, bitch? What the hell's happening?
She gets mind wiped every morning and decides to just kind of like fill in the blank of what's happening in her brain, where she's like, I don't really remember this conversation that I had with Katie last week, but I bet I was really chill and cool about
it. And she's like, why can't Katie's like holding all these grudges? She just can't let anything go. Why can't she let it be? And then meanwhile, Kristen's like actively inserting herself into drama she's not a part of.
Kristen is so awesome because it's like, I've just never witnessed someone like more incongruous with like their sense of self versus who they actually are.
Yeah.
It's so cool that she's like, I'm just like chill and like, I don't hold grudges and like things just are chill and whatever, dude, it's fine. And then she's like, I'm going to make your life a living hell.
Something's happening.
Something's
there.
Something's going on. Yeah. And Kristen and Sheena, because Sheena's like, yeah, no, I totally get it, girl. Like, absolutely.
Totally queen.
Kristen and Sheena are like, oh, God, we just like wish everyone would get along, even if they pretended to. And to that I say, why?
Yeah, what? What do you fucking mean?
For the sake of what?
Right.
What do you mean you wish everyone would get along? If you mean that because you guys all work together, Katie wasn't like actively antagonizing you at work. It's not like she was making your shift harder.
No.
She just showed up and left.
Right.
Or tried to leave before you accosted her in Sir Alley. And as they're talking about this, Kristen says to Sheena, you know, I just want to like talk to Stassi because I feel like this all comes back to her. And if like I can smooth things over with Stassi, then I think like everything will be fine with Katie. And like, I think it'll be fine. And Sheena's like, okay, well, Stassi is a cold-hearted bitch. So I just want you to keep that in mind because the last time you guys had a conversation, she full-on clocked you in the face.
She's like, oh, be careful. And Kristen, I think there's a bitch over there.
And Kristen's like, too late. Marty texting her.
So then we boof back to Katie and Tom's apartment where Stassi receives the text from Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh my God, you are not going to believe this. Kristen just texted to see if I am available to meet up sometime this week.
Dodie just airdropped herself into the apartment.
Oh my God. And then Stassi's like, you know, I haven't received anything from her in over a year. So I'm just hoping this is going to be an apology.
Yeah.
And Katie's like, well, we heard Sandoval told Schwartz that Kristen's starting a plot to take our relationship down. So it's probably about that.
No one can keep a goddamn secret on this show. The concept of like telling anyone anything on this show and being like, but shh, don't tell anyone. And they're like, totally.
Kristen told Jax. Jax told Sandoval. Sandoval told Schwartz. Schwartz told Katie. Katie just told Stassi. Everyone knows everything.
Everyone knows everything. And Stassi immediately hears that and she's like, oh.
Right.
Well, I'm going to confront her about that then.
And she's like, okay, no problem. You want to fuck with my friends? I'm going to blow your whole life up, bitch. Let's see who likes meddling now.
And we just know when it's a Kristen versus Stassi off that Stassi's going to win every time.
Totally. Kristen can't keep up with that.
Yeah. It's a million and oh.
Right. So sorry.
Sorry, Kristen. Ba-boof. We're over at Pump.
Ooh, ooh.
Is that the new Pump sound? Okay, love that as the new Pump sound.
That seems like it makes sense for
I
Pump.
Like that a lot.
Ooh, ooh.
That's really fun. And Lisa is plotting something.
Yeah. Listen, she's having a business meeting with a bunch of media guys.
I want to take a moment to say that this plot right here is one of my all-time Vanderpump favorites. This is my, like, Hall of Famer Vanderpump favorite subplots. Because Lisa is hosting a party for Frontiers magazine to invite all the gay mayors from around the world. And as Lisa says, it's quite an extraordinary event, really.
50 gay mayors.
It's 50 gay mayors. I need you guys to know, I know that this like isn't going to matter to like Gen Pop of the people who listen to this podcast. This subplot has become like so ingrained in like my family dialect that it's kind of like a vocal stim in my family that every once in a while we'll just kind of be like sitting there in silence and someone will go, well, it's 50 gay mayors.
50 gay mayors.
Well, and how could you not be excited about 50 gay mayors?
Come on now.
It's like, it's such an insane concept to me. I have 1 million questions like about this, which is, first of all, how do you check that they're gay?
How did you find them?
How did you find them? Why mayors?
Yeah.
And why around the world?
Well, I just love that, like, every couple episodes on Vanderpump, Lisa pops in to be like, gay!
Yes.
Hi, gay.
Hi, gay. She is. She's like Meg Stalter in that video.
And she leaves.
Hi, gay. And then just slowly fades into darkness.
She's like, at least like 2 to 3 episodes a season are like the hi, gay episodes.
It's so.
This is one of the hi, gay episodes of season 3.
This might be the highest gay episode of season 3. And she says in a talking head, she goes, it's an opportunity for all the gay mayors to come together. Not literally, I mean. Well. Hopefully not in my restaurant. Oh, Lisa, I love the plot of 50 gay mayors. It's such a funny phrase to say. Yeah. I love it so much.
Gorgeous.
Mayors of what? I can't wait to talk about it more this episode.
So Lisa's giving directions to some Pump bartenders when Sandoval and Schwartz walk up to the bar and she's like, oh God, you're here.
I like that she says that every time as right. if she didn't invite them.
Right. She's like, she knows she's filming with them today. And still she's like, oh
you guys again.
These two bozos.
You lot.
Who let you in the front door? They've been given explicit instructions not to let you in here.
That said, I do have shirts for you right now. Put them on.
Lisa's like, listen, I have 50 gay mayors coming and I'm stretched to my limit. I need all the help I can get. So I need you guys to pass drinks.
And Sandy's like, what?
He's like, trespassing is demoralizing.
I cannot even believe that as a bartender, you would ask me to do such a trivial task.
It's bottom tier. You're basically just asking me to be a table.
I love this moment of like restaurant serving politics.
Yeah.
Because it's as though we've been like tapped into some sort of caste system.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, you guys are just serving drinks. Who cares?
Who freaking cares?
But maybe it is a big deal.
But I love that Sandoval is like, okay, fine, I'll do it if you make Jax do it too. And Lisa's like, I was going to make him do it anyway.
She's like, yeah, I was going to hire him anyway.
And meanwhile, Schwartz is like, you miss me. I knew you missed me. Lisa, my queen.
Yeah.
Boy, you miss me so bad. Aww. And Lisa's like, okay, enough of this.
Yeah.
And then they're both like pouting over the fact that they have to trespass. And Lisa's like, what's wrong? It's 50 gay mayors. You don't want to meet 50 gay mayors.
Sandoval goes, I've met 50 gay men many times.
And Lisa's like, gay mayors.
Gay males, yes.
And Lisa has to say mayors in an American accent for Sandoval to understand her. She's like, mayors.
Mayors.
And he's like, oh, mayors.
He's like, got it. Fucking, I've met gay men before, Lisa. I'm surrounded by them.
Yeah, they're slanging dong all over this place.
Yeah, come on. Gay what men love me. Also, I get my eyebrows threaded.
It's 50 gay mayors. Don't you want to meet 50 gay mayors?
Come on. Yes, I do, actually.
I do, yeah.
Let me hang with the 50 gay mayors.
Yeah, come on.
My truth is that I'm always going to love a forbidden romance trope, and you guys know I love a spicy read. But what if the forbidden romance was also a cowboy romance? A hot, steamy, former pro bull rider with an employee that's slowly falling in love with him. If you're a fan of contemporary cowboy romances by authors like Bailey Hanna, Lila Sage, Elsie Silver, or Paisley Hope, you will absolutely love Taming of the Heart by Elliot Rose, which is a part of the Crimson Ridge series. Each book in the series reads as a standalone, but they all take place in the same remote small town, and they're all, of course, very spicy. Taming of the Heart is super spicy. It has very explicit sexual imagery and language throughout, which obviously is exactly what I signed up for. And it basically just drops you right into what it would be like to be hired by a ranch for the summer, except your boss is unreasonably hot, literally looks like every fantasy and daydream you've ever had come to life. Oh, and he's already accidentally seen your favorite toy. Okay, you're the eldest daughter. You lock your heart away safely out of sight, but then boom, a former pro bull rider, much older than you, with a mustache, might I add, that makes you weak at the knees, shows up. He's the whole package. And he's luring you in with glimpses of what it might be like to let your guard down for the first time in your entire life. I know you guys are going to love it. I've been sucked in from the moment I picked it up. You can find Taming of the Heart by Elliot Rose wherever books are sold, in print and in ebook. And you can learn more by checking out Kensington Publishing at kensingtonbooks.com.
But for now, we'll boof on over to the Koopa Cafe for the big Kristen and Stassi meetup.
When Stassi shows up, Kristen has already ordered a full bottle of Chardonnay.
And it has to be what I can only imagine is 12:15 in the afternoon.
So Stassi sits down, and right at the top here, we sort of flash back to all of last season, all of the things that Kristen has done. Stassi's like, she did this and this and this and this and this, and now she's trying to ruin my friend's life? Oh, yeah, this isn't going to fly.
And Stassi sits down, and Kristen kind of starts by being like, I wanted to say that, you know, everything that happened and me reaching out and what I did all last year, I hope you know that it wasn't malicious. It wasn't my intent to be cruel to you.
What was your intent?
Okay. And Stassi's like, right.
Right.
And Stassi in a talking head is like, I think that was Kristen trying to apologize.
I think that's as good as we're going to get with her.
And Kristen continues, and she does eventually say, I'm sorry. Mm. And Stassi appreciates that. She goes, you know, I'm glad that you said that. I appreciate it. But listen, we got another thing we got to discuss here.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm hearing this rumor going around that actually you started. Katie says that everyone's talking about how you're trying to take down their relationship.
And Kristen's like, oh, no, like, I'm definitely not. But, like, the information's been brought to me.
Right.
I'm sure you know what the rumors are. Stassi's like, I know about one. And then Kristen goes, the one about Katie or the one about Schwartz?
She, from the top of a mountain, she took out a gun. She went, loaded it up. Sniper came down. She went, got her.
But it really is incredible to me how, like, from this point forward, we hear less and less about the motorboating.
Yep.
It just starts to disappear from the plot line entirely.
Completely just dissolves as they go, well, that didn't work. Now, what about this then?
What about this other thing? Which is really what they should have started with.
Convenient, no? That this one rumor went away when this other one just came up?
Interesting.
And Stassi's like, no, what do you mean? What are you talking about, this rumor about Schwartz? And Kristen goes, I know that Schwartz cheated on Katie with two different people for sure. And she's like, I believe that in a talking head, this is when she's in a talking head, but she's like, I've been exiled and quarantined for doing what I did. And every single person in that group is doing exactly what I did. Pause. No, they're not.
Hey, Kristen.
Kristen?
No.
No, they are not. Cheating? Yes. Bad.
Totally.
Cheating on your partner? Bad.
Blanket, always bad.
Blanket, we don't love it.
And?
Right? And you cheated on your long-term boyfriend.
Right.
With his best friend, who also is your best friend's, at the time, very sordid ex-boyfriend.
Right.
These are different things.
All cheating is bad.
All cheating is bad.
But there is absolutely a tier list
for sure
to how layered the decision was, mm-hmm, and how many people you impacted.
Yep. For instance, if Katie, quote, motorboated a guy's dick at a bar.
Right.
I actually don't really give a fuck about that.
No.
When I'm looking at the general spectrum of cheating that, right, has occurred on this show.
Right.
Stassi looks at Kristen and she's like, okay, well, it's pretty hard for me to believe this.
Uh-huh.
Because this is happening, you're bringing this to me after I'm hearing all of this shit about you wanting to take Katie and Schwartz down. So it feels awfully convenient for you to come to me and be like, hey, this happened. Because again, like you said, you wanted to destroy their relationship. And Kristen's like, I definitely never said that.
You did?
It's on camera, girl.
Queen, you did say that.
Queen,
but
you totally did. I also love that in this moment, she has this like kind of like zen moment where she's like, if they want to stay in a relationship that's unfaithful, that's their choice. Like, I get it. I've been them, but I'm better now.
And I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
I wouldn't want anyone to go through that.
And obviously Stassi is going to defend Schwartz and Katie here because, right, she can't trust a word that Kristen is saying anyways.
Right. And Kristen is also saying that this rumor came from Jax.
Right.
Known liar.
Totally. So it's like, we don't have any proof of this. You don't know that any of this is true. You're just perpetuating rumors.
Yeah. She also said, because some of these women that Kristen mentioned that Tom Schwartz supposedly slept with and or cheated on Katie with are like adjacently connected to Katie.
Right.
So Stassi's also like, if that happened, why didn't any of those women tell Katie, right, directly?
Because it is who we're working with here.
Mm-hmm.
The girl that Jax is dating, Tiffany, Kristen says that Schwartz slept with Tiffany's best friend in Vegas, and that Sheena also says that Schwartz made out with one of her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And Stassi is spot on where she's saying all of these people are fucking cowards.
Yeah.
If that's true, like somebody should have told Katie at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, boof. Word therapy. Welcome, yes, back to Elizabeth Winkler's office.
Jax boofs in the front door. He's like, hey, Lizzie, you like my new nose? She's like, okay, sure.
Yeah, okay.
He's like, anyway, Liz, lots going down in my life. You know, I didn't consider myself to be a guy's guy at all. You know, I don't cry at all. But, you know, I did watch The Green Mile this week. And it just got me because you have this big, tough guy who's actually like a softy inside. And he's just like always trying to heal everyone. And I saw myself in him, Liz. I really did.
And I just started to cry.
And Elizabeth Winkler, PhD, pulled out her degree and she said, so you related to that? And Jax is like, yeah. No, I related to that. I feel like he's this angel from God. He just helped this poor woman. I mean, I just lost it. I started crying my eyes out. Like, I'm a guy. I'm almost a 35-year-old guy. I don't cry. Which, can I just say, I do find it amusing that Jax finds crying more emasculating than not paying his own bills.
It's interesting what things he chooses to care about.
He's like, I'm 35. I don't cry. But my father does still sometimes forget to pay my car insurance because that's his job, not mine, really ticks, obviously.
Which really ticks me off. And it's pretty funny because Jax, by starting this entire thing saying he doesn't get emotional.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
What do you mean?
Jax, you're one of the most, if not
the
number one most emotional person on this cast.
Yes. You fly off the handle at any opportunity you have. Constantly.
Yeah.
You are the first to start screaming. But because you don't cry, you think you're not emotional?
Right.
Huh. What do you think anger is?
Quickly.
Let us know.
Hmm.
Maybe he's busy drinking smart water. Anyway. The therapist is like, you know, I think it's actually good that you accessed those emotions. And I actually think it makes you more masculine because you were able to go to those deeper parts of yourself. And he's like, yeah, you know, like, I do have a heart. I do. I don't know what it is, but like, I just really like getting in touch with my emotions lately.
Yeah, he's having a Tin Man moment.
He's like, I do have a heart. It's been inside me all along.
Oh my goodness gracious.
And you were there, and you, and you. And pretty quickly, Jax is like, all right, bye from that topic. I don't want to talk about that topic
anymore. Bye.
Katie is cheating on Schwartz.
And I know it, and I'm heartbroken for my friend, my best friend, and what do I do?
You know that I like feeling stuff now.
Totally, and I feel so bad. And just like that guy in the movie was an angel sent from God, I kind of feel like I am Schwartz's angel sent from God. I have to help him.
And the thing is literally we were at lunch the other day. We showed up at lunch and we were just eating and it was established that we were there and we weren't even bothering anybody. And Katie came in. It was like she had a freaking gun or a knife something. And she sat down and she held up a knife to me and she said, stop spreading rumors. I'm sorry, I don't usually cry.
She just attacked me. I didn't even know what to do. I didn't even see it coming. I was just trying to defend my friend and she yelled at me.
I was holding like a big handful of like balloons on strings and she made me let them all go. Yeah.
And so I got heated as a result. She made me lose my temper. I've been doing so good otherwise.
Lizzie, help.
And then Jackson, his confessional is like, you know, I think Katie and Schwartz are going down the Kristen and Tom path. And, you know, I might have to jump in before it gets any worse. I might be doing him a favor. This fucking guy, Jax the martyr. I need to take an archery class right now.
Jax, when he was 3 years old, listened to The Boy Who Cried Wolf one time, and he said, that boy sounds pretty cool.
Hey.
I didn't read the end of this story, but the boy sounds pretty cool.
I think he's onto something.
Because the thing is that when he cries wolf, everybody shows up, and then he gets to hang out with everybody for a while, and everybody pays attention to him.
And that's what friendship is.
That's really cool. That's my takeaway, is when you yell really loud, people pay attention to you.
I love learning. Boof. We're back to Katie and Tom's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And Stassi is there to update Katie on how the Kristen meetup went.
Mm-hmm.
Stassi sort of starts off by being like, you know, Kristen doesn't treat me the way that she treats you. She's not sad that we are not friends anymore.
Yeah.
She's very matter of fact about it. And it's clear that she knows that I won't ever be her friend again. So she's not even going to try.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, what I'm here to tell you is that you and Schwartz came up in conversation and it's really freaking me out.
And Katie's like, whoa, what happened?
And Stassi's like, Kristen said that Jax and Sheena both told her that Schwartz cheated. Sheena said it was a makeout. And Jax is saying that Schwartz had sex with Tiffany's best friend in Vegas. And Katie's immediately like, Tom wouldn't do that. This is bullshit.
Yep.
Additionally, it's also worth mentioning, and this doesn't get revealed until season 11, but it was around this time that Schwartz actually also made out with Sheena in Vegas.
Yes.
They hold on to that for a decade.
Yep.
It literally will not be brought up at all until season 11.
Yep.
But just know that they're also sitting on that one at this same time.
Yes. And Katie says that she doesn't believe it. And Stassi's like, listen, I don't think he would do that either. This info is being spread from two losers. And Katie's like, yeah, I know. Like, but she's, you know, understandably upset that this is even happening. And she's still claiming, she's like, you know, we don't cheat on each other. And Stassi's like, I know. Like, this entire thing honestly just makes me really sad. She's like, I don't think of Schwartz as a cheater, but he is surrounded by cheaters and people who do horrible shit all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe he felt influenced to do horrible shit too. Yeah. And Katie's like, okay, well, great. Now I need to talk to my least two favorite people in the world, Jax and Sheena.
So,
boof.
We're at Sir. Woo! Katie's working, Kristen's working, Peter, Jax, Lisa's also here.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa pulls Jax to tell him that she needs him to work at pump for the day tomorrow.
And his eyes get so wide. He gets really scared. He goes, boing. He goes, really?
You sure?
And Jax is like, but here it's like a well-oiled machine. And Lisa goes, oh, I've heard all about your well-oiled machine. And Jax licks his bottom lip. And it's really scary.
Don't do that again.
Don't put that shit on my TV again, Vanderpump editors from the past. And Lisa's like, well, too bad. You're working.
He's bye. Like, ah!
She's already gone.
Meanwhile, Katie walks into the bar, says hi to Christina, and starts to update Christina and, I believe, Danny, the other waitress.
I wrote down Dina, but same thing, basically.
It starts to update them on the Kristen combo, and Christina's like, what? What is going on?
Yeah.
How now it's about Schwartz?
Yeah. She's like,
Schwartz cheated on you?
She's like, what the hell is happening right now?
And Katie's like, it feels like these people are out to get me.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Jax is manning the other bar.
Yep.
And Kristen walks over to talk to him. And she tells him that Stassi came to her today. Like, why are you trying to take Katie and Schwartz down?
Mm-hmm.
And she's basically like, because you stirred the pot, Jax.
Mm-hmm.
And so did Sheena. And Jax is like, I didn't stir the pot.
I didn't do anything.
They started it. It wasn't me.
And Kristen's like, can you just own up to the shit that you know, dude? Like, can you just own up to, like, all of this shit that you're saying is true and, like, you're getting so heated about it. And then the minute anybody even tries to fact check you, you're like, oh, no, I didn't say that. And Jax is like, I'll stand on business. I will own up to it. Did Tom have fun with a bunch of girls in Vegas? Yeah, totally. What else do you want to know? I'll keep admitting it. And Kristen goes, you said that Tom slept with Tiffany's friend. And Jax does, like, a mental record scratch.
He's like, and you could see the gears turning. Yeah,
where he's trying to play chess, but he's never been able to do that in his entire life.
He's never played chess before.
No, he actually doesn't know what chess is, but in his mind is trying to make him play mental chess.
Yeah.
And he's like, what is more convenient for me? Mm-hmm. What lie will get me the thing that I want the most? And he's like, well, I didn't see it happen.
Yeah, I didn't see it with my eyes, so I don't know.
What? And Kristen's like, okay, but you know it happened, and you've been saying that it happened.
And Jax is like, yeah, listen, trust me, I would love nothing more than for Tom to rail a girl right in front of her. If he would give me that, I would be like, praise the Lord. What the fuck?
What?
He's really evil.
These guys they're also just weird.
So then Kristen walks away and she's like, yeah, okay, gross, whatever. Own it. That's all. And Jax groans. He's like, him and the groaning.
These guys are so fucking weird. They're such babies too.
Insane.
Then a little bit later, Katie walks up to Jax and she's like, hey, I need to talk to you. And immediately Jax is like groaning again. He's like, about what?
What
do you need?
What do you need? What? And she's like, okay, can we just like talk over here for a second, please? And like, Jax is still being a baby about it, but he eventually comes over and starts talking to her.
He's like, while he's walking over, he's like, kill me, kill me, kill me, kill me.
It's like a teenager that's been like caught smoking weed or something. And Jax doesn't even sit down. Katie is standing there and she's like, Jax, I just want to know what it is. And he goes, what? She goes, what is it about me that you hate so much? Which is a really good question.
Yeah.
It's a question that's been on everyone's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Why does Jax hate Katie so much?
Yep.
And Jax goes, I don't hate anything about you. Which is hilarious given a scene that happens about 10 minutes later.
Yep.
And Katie goes, then why are you spreading all of these rumors? And she brings up, you know, the rumors about Tom cheating. And Jax goes, I never said that.
And Katie's like, okay, so if you're telling the truth, mm-hmm. then who's lying?
And he's like, I don't know. Why don't you go hash it out with Kristen or something? Like, she's the one who loves meddling and stuff.
Unlike me, angel sent from above, Jax Taylor.
I'm literally like the guy from the Green Mile, so.
Famously, never done anything wrong. That's what I, Jax Taylor, am known for. That is why Smartwater wants to sponsor me.
And Katie is like, okay, point blank, did Tom cheat on me in Vegas? And Jax goes, no, he did not cheat on you in Vegas. And Katie's like, okay, thanks. And leaves.
Katie then asks Peter if she can leave a little early. Peter says yes. And then she goes outside to talk to Christina, who happens to be sitting across the table from Kristen.
Yep. And they immediately start talking to Kristen about the conversation that Katie and Jax just had. And Kristen's like, okay, well, Jax is a liar. And on top of all of that, he just said he wanted to watch Tom rail another girl in front of Katie and that that's his greatest wish. And Katie's like, what the fuck? Imagine, can we just pause for a second? Because like, imagine that this is your day at work.
Yeah.
Imagine that this is just like, well, your totally. Day at the office.
I wrote this down too, because I was like, I have been through much less emotionally that I have fully been like, I need to go home. Yes. We've talked about this before. Like, yes. One time I spilled a water bottle on my laptop and I fully was like, I have to go home.
I gotta leave.
I'm emotionally destroyed by the fact that I just broke my new laptop.
I have to leave today, right now.
I have
now.
To go home.
Bye.
Like, I can't imagine you are grappling with the idea. You've just been giving information that your boyfriend may or may not have cheated on you.
Right.
You still have to go to work around all these evil people where you learn more new evil information.
Right. And the only thing that Katie does is just ask to leave a little bit early.
Right.
She's a fucking trooper, man. Totally. I would be inconsolable. As Katie is kind of like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck is going on? Sheena walks out and they're like, oh, great. Sheena. Just the person we wanted to see. Mm-hmm. Hey, what the fuck is going on? Because you and Jax have been telling all of these rumors that, you know, Schwartz cheated on Katie. Sheena immediately like turns it on Katie and is like, well, you know, I did see you cheating on Schwartz and motorboating that guy at that club. And Katie's like, okay, can we just like stop with this? Like, can you just fucking stay out of my business? And then Kristen chimes in and she's like, well, then Katie, why did you care what I did last year? It's the same.
Are we all, is it stupid day?
Everybody just blew in from stupid town.
And do they say the people that work at Sex Unique Restaurant are dumb? I can't deal with this.
Insane. Like, this conversation is so, it's, there are 1 million things happening and nothing is getting resolved. And Kristen then chimes in because she sees that she's getting nowhere with Katie about saying that, you know, Katie was mad that Kristen slept with Jax last year. And Kristen says to Sheena, you've said that Schwartz kissed a friend of yours. And Sheena's like, yeah, a year and a half, like 2 years ago. And then Sheena, in a talking head, says, yeah, Schwartz did make out with my friend, but Katie and I, like, weren't close. Schwartz is my boy, and I have his back. Fuck girl code. Honestly, I'm more of a guy's girl.
Sheena?
Flag on the play?
Sheena, we can't keep doing this. This is, like,
this is probably like way over the three strikes you're out.
Sheena.
This should be well over by now.
Sheena, we actually can't keep doing this. I actually cannot keep listening to you saying that you're a guy's girl. It's driving me absolutely insane. I'm going to be institutionalized and they're going to ask me what my medical condition is. And I'm going to say, listening to Sheena Shea saying that she's a guy's girl 1,000 times on Vanderpump Rules.
We feel sick about it.
I feel sick. I have a tummy ache about it.
I'm going to send you my medical bills.
Yeah. I need to take fucking aspirin and Pepto-Bismol constantly.
And Tums.
And Tums.
I'm taking like 8 Tums at once.
Our medical bills are out of control,
Sheena.
It can't
be good.
Our medical bills are out of control, and you don't know how hard it is to work as both podcast hosts and have day jobs and also be a referee. We can't do all of it,
Sheena. Yeah, we can't. Honestly, Sheena, we're exhausted.
This was supposed to be like our easy fun thing that we did. It's kind of like when you take like an art course in college or something to get an easy A. This was supposed to be our easy A. But you're not giving that to us.
Please. I'm begging and pleading on my hands and knees with you.
Okay, let's get back to it.
Okay.
As they're continuing this fight, Kristen says to Katie, listen, I think Schwartz is a really fucking good guy, but I believe that he's cheated on you.
And Katie's basically like, can you just leave me alone?
Yeah.
Like, you're not my friend. It's none of your fucking business. Like, please just, like, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah. And Kristen and Sheena walk off, and Christina Kelly is talking to Katie, and she's like, what the hell is going on? Like, what is going on? And Katie's like, I really don't know. And Christina Kelly asks Katie, she goes, do you think that Schwartz did it? And is there any possibility for that? And Katie's like, no, like, I really don't think so. And it kind of lingers on Christina Kelly's face. And she seems less certain.
Yeah. Then at this exact moment, Schwartz pulls up in his car and walks up to where Katie and Christina are set.
Mm-hmm.
Christina then walks inside so they can talk.
Mm-hmm.
Katie looks at Schwartz and she's like, okay. So Stassi met with Kristen today, and she told Stassi that Jack said to her that you slept with Tiffany's best friend when you were in Vegas. And Tom is immediately like, that's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Katie goes on. She's like, okay. And she also said that Sheena said that you made out with someone. And Tom is like, that's not bullshit. I did do that. And Katie starts crying. He's like, I'm just going to come clean. It was over a year ago. It was after one of our huge, massive fights. I take full responsibility. I was hammered. You know I don't lust after other girls. And Katie's sobbing.
Yeah.
And she says something that really broke my fucking heart. She's mm-hmm. like, you don't even like to kiss me in public, but you're going to kiss some random girl.
Yeah. And Tom goes, I've been getting better about it.
Which is I hate that interaction.
This whole thing is so hard to watch because you're watching Tom Schwartz, like, quote unquote, apologize.
Yeah.
But his face is demonstrating no sense of remorse at all.
Yeah.
And neither is his tone. And Katie is just, like, crumpled in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she is genuinely so devastated to learn about this. And all Tom keeps saying is like, Bubby, Bubba, it was a douche move. It meant nothing. And Katie's like, well, now I don't trust that you didn't sleep with that girl. Because you obviously can cheat and you mm-hmm. have. And Tom goes, I'm not a cheater. And Katie goes, but you are. And he says, no, I'm not. And she goes, but you did. So it's like the disconnect that's happening, these people have their definition of cheating makes me feel like I'm going insane.
Yeah.
Because Tom Schwartz did cheat.
Yeah.
He did. Confirmed. And he is acting and all the guys are acting like it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Katie supposedly put her mouth against a man's pantsed crotch, and that
was grounds for like an entire episode breakup.
Right.
Like where people were trying to break them up.
A flashback to the end of last episode right. where they, Jax and Sandoval are berating her at this brunch table.
Right.
Meanwhile, both of them know that Schwartz did cheat on Katie. Confirmed. Like it way worse. Whatever the accusation against Katie is, yeah. which obviously we do not believe happened, yes. but at baseline, her accusation is happening fully clothed.
Yes.
Schwartz has made out with someone and is being accused of having sex with someone, which he did.
Yes. Oh, fully. Yeah. The lengths to which these men will go to protect one another mm-hmm. in this show is truly appalling. Like the levels of insidious misogyny that exists
yeah.
in these men and how it is perpetuated amongst the kind of like culture of Vanderpump Rules the show is disgusting.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. But
it honestly is like, it's such a incredible capture of this
uh-huh.
that exists in so many like
yes.
Male friend groups.
Yes. I'm and almost glad we have it on camera.
Totally. Because it's like, especially when you watch it like in totality
right.
throughout the seasons.
Right.
There are moments where these people feel like a genuine friend group.
Right.
And then you see the way the men treat each other versus how they treat the women.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, oh, there's actually something sinister here.
Uh-huh.
And that is usually the case.
Yeah.
And I think that often people become blinded by like the good moments
mm-hmm.
that they forget about all of the misogyny weaved in between all of those like flashes of happiness.
Yep.
And Vanderpump is just an incredible capture of
it is. This. It's just like never assume that the men are actually friends with any of the women on this show
yeah.
because they're not. And as they're talking, Katie then kind of, you know, looks up and she's like, oh yeah, and by the way, why are you fucking friends with Jax?
Yeah.
Jax is the one who said all of this shit about us and about you. Like, he is the one who started all of this stuff that you claim to not be true. I don't want these people in my life. He said that his greatest joy would be to watch you fuck another girl in front of me. That's what your friend has said about you and me. I want him out of my life. And Schwartz is like, okay, let me talk to him. And he texts Jax. And Jax, like, gets a text. He's still working behind the bar at Sir. And he looks up. He's like, what? Like, it's clear that he thinks that Schwartz is, like, in the restaurant. And he walks outside into Sir, sees Katie there, and immediately goes, oh, my God, here we go.
Yeah, he acts like he's been completely set up. He's like, ah, oh, my friend Schwartz texts me and turns out his bitch girlfriend is here too.
And Katie immediately starts saying to him like, hey, so the thing you said about wanting to watch Tom fuck a girl in front of me, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, what is wrong with you actually? And Jax goes, don't worry about what I said.
And Jax starts doing the same thing he did at brunch, just yelling at Katie,
yep.
starting to berate her. And Schwartz then looks at Jax and goes, I'm sorry, dude. I'm just trying to figure things out. And Katie's like, why the fuck is he apologizing to Jax?
Yeah.
What is wrong with him?
Yeah. Katie just starts looking at Jax and she's just like, you need help, man. Like, you need help. You genuinely need help. And Jax is like, he's sarcastic, but it's like, he's saying something that's true.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I know I need a lot of help. And it's like, actually, Jax, you do. You should be listening to Katie in that.
Yeah.
And Jax in a talking head goes, I'm not going to say Schwartz would have more fun if he was single and not with Katie, but Schwartz would have way more fun if he was single and not with Katie.
Okay.
And Jax goes back in Sir Alley. He's like still yelling at Katie. He's like, shut the fuck up, Katie. Like, shut up. Nobody wants to talk to you. Nobody likes you. And Katie's like, I hate you, man. And Jax goes, I hate you. I hate you more than life.
Okay.
Cut to 10 minutes before when he said, I don't hate anything about you.
I just, this guy, he's such a baby. He's a big fucking baby.
Such a loser. And he's like, go cry some more. And Katie turns to Tom and is like, hello?
What's happening?
Are you going to say or do anything?
And all he does is like shuffle Jacks away.
Right.
He's not actually standing up. No. Not defending Katie, not defending their relationship. No. He's just like, ah, this is a lot.
Get out of here. Get out of here. And that's it.
Boof.
There's a quick scene where Lisa's looking at security cameras. I don't care about this scene.
Yeah. Bye. 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 Boof. To Jax's apartment. This is the next day. Post the confrontation, Schwartz walks in. It is quiet and tense immediately.
Yep.
And Jax is like, do I even want to ask what happened last night after I walked away? And Schwartz is like, you have no fucking idea, man. Jax goes, cracks him open some beers. Schwartz is like, okay. Did you say anything to Kristen? And Jax is like, yeah. Yeah, I did. And his justification for why he said the things he did to Kristen and why he's exposing all of this is because he's like, Katie's a bad person. He's a bad person. She's a bad person, man. Like, can't you see?
And
this
Schwartz is
stupid
like,
relationship.
Schwartz is like, she's not a bad person, man. Which is about as far as he goes defending yeah. his girlfriend in this.
And Schwartz is like, I don't think you realize what you've done. And Jax... he says something where he's like, these girls, they just make me so angry and they put me in a bad place. These girls are grown women.
Yeah.
And they've done nothing to you. You are just a misogynist.
Yep. And Schwartz goes, and this is, I think, the most telling thing that he says, is he says, I need to know exactly what you said to her. Which to me is not... the thing that you say when you are innocent.
Right. He's wondering, complete admission of guilt. He's just asking basically how much he has to admit to.
Yeah. And he said, did you imply that I stayed out with her? And as he's saying, stayed out with her, Jax goes, had sex with her? And Schwartz goes, oh. Jax is like, yeah, I did. And Schwartz then says, you can't disrespect our relationship when I'm sitting there with Katie, which is also telling. So he can disrespect it when Katie's not there.
Yeah.
And Jax says, I know I shouldn't have said glorified roommate because he called them glorified roommates the night before, which is like, Jax, that is like the least cruel thing that you said of all of the shit that you said the night before.
Yeah.
And Schwartz goes, it makes me look like a complete asshole chump for remaining friends with you. Like, I'm supposed to want to kick your ass or something.
Look like a chump. Baby, you are.
You're supposed to want to kick his ass? Baby, you should.
Yeah, he's a loser.
He's a fucking loser, dude.
And then Schwartz is like, you know, Katie's going over to Stassi's later. Christina's going to be there. They're going to do the whole Chardonnay Haagen-Dazs therapy. And Jax is like, oh, gross.
Yuck. Hate when women talk to each other.
And then they immediately just start joking around with each other. Schwartz is like, why don't I just smack you in the face with a dildo 3 times to make up for it? And suddenly the conversation is over. Okay.
Okay.
Well.
Boof, I guess.
We're at Pump. Ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh. For the 50 gay mayor's party.
Let's go.
The Toms show up mm-hmm. and Schwartz is like, dude, I'm running off no sleep. I feel freaking crazy. I came clean about the makeout. We fought all night, crying, sobbing. And then I went to Jax's this morning and he told me that he was planting seeds because he's never been a fan of Katie.
And Tom Sandoval's like, what?
And then Jax just walks up and he's like, hey, what's going on?
And then Tom Sandoval's like, the gay mayors are here. And then
it's the gay mayors.
They change into their shirts and they're all chummy and everything's fine again. And Schwartz in a talking head is like, I don't know why I can't stay mad at Jax. I guess it's just a bro thing. There's a term for when a guy stays mad at another guy. It's a girl.
Okay,
you thought you ate with that, huh?
So then Lisa's just shooing them along. She's like, in your pink shirts, chop chop, get to work, you little beefcakes.
And the boys are, you know, passing shit around. Lisa's talking to John D'Amico, the mayor of West Hollywood, which wouldn't there just be a mayor of L.A.? But okay.
I don't know.
And as they're kind of passing stuff, at one point, Jax and Tom Sandoval are at the bar, and Tom Sandoval kind of like shifts back a little bit and like knocks Jax's tray, and Jax like spills drinks everywhere, which Lisa immediately sees. And then we get a glimpse of Tom Sandoval's haircut in this, which is insane. He has like little cuts around his ear into his like into his hairline, and it looks crazy.
Quick shout out to Tom Sandoval's barber.
We would love for you to come on the podcast.
Ba 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 boof.
We're at Stassi's apartment for the previously mentioned Chardonnay and Haagen-Dazs night.
Sounds so good. I want to have that after this.
Totally.
They're having pizza and wine, and Katie is still really sad, and she brings Jax up and the whole, you know, fight that they had, and Stassi says something very astute, which is, he shouldn't be fighting with girls.
Yeah.
He shouldn't.
He's weird as hell.
And she's like, I genuinely cannot believe that no one's standing around and going, this isn't normal. He should be stoned to death, which...
True.
True, girl. True. And Stassi and Christina Kelly are, like, understandably very upset at Schwartz for all of this. And Stassi's like, I cannot be around Schwartz if he's allowing this. Like, is he going to still hang out with Jax? And Katie... God, it's really tough to watch. Katie's like kind of coming to Schwartz's defense a little bit. And she's like, well, he was like so remorseful last night. And Christina Kelly's like, that's probably because he was scared, like scared that you would end things. And she goes, you know, with him admitting to the makeout, like, I feel like it's only a matter of time before he admits to sleeping with that girl. And Katie is understandably like very sad. And as she's talking about, you know, their dynamic and their relationship, she's like, you know, I had to ask him if he really sees us getting married because I do. And I asked him if it's because he's not that kind of in love with me. That makes me so sad.
Which is, yeah, heartbreaking.
Just makes me really sad. And she's like, no. And he said that he is and whatever. And Stassi is like, listen, I don't want to see you guys break up, but like you have to stand up for yourself.
And right as she says that, there is a knock at the door, and in walks Schwartz with a bouquet of flowers.
And that's where the episode ends.
Right.
Right.
Well,
so
there it is.
Okay. He really looks like that goddamn piece of Cinnamon Toast Crunch when he opens that door.
Yeah, he does. If you love the show, if you like what we're doing over here, please come and join us on the Pumptreon.
Woo!
Now linked in the description below. You can sport our merch. Get your own I Love My Stupid Chungus Boyfriend hat.
Come on.
At emotionallyonline.shop.
Yeah.
You can follow the show at Pumpcast Rules on Instagram and TikTok. You can follow me at Maddie Drosbeck.
You can follow me at Meg Ruoco.
And we will see you guys in next week's episode.
Bye.